looked awful from our vantage point. What did it feel like this game? Just can you put it in words?
Yeah, it felt awful. Like I said, early in the game, we had some opportunities, you know, to put points on the board, and when you don't do that, you know, it keeps another team around, and then once they start to get their break and they get their confidence going, you know, it's kind of, you know, you're kind of more disappointed instead of just keep playing the game. I think we start to press, and I think I started trying to press, you know, just trying to hit everything and make sure we can try to do things, and instead of just staying relaxed and just let the game come to you. And like I said, it just felt that way, you know, because early in the game, you know, things happen.
What happened on the flea flicker thing?
Like we was hoping for a certain coverage, and like they played it well. You know, the safety didn't bite. You know, he took and ran out of there, and you know, he just didn't want to throw it up a grab. So you know, just kind of just took that one.
Jason, at what point do you think you started press? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, I think we just started pressing. You know, after the first half was 10-0, and then it's 10-10. You know, we looking at it like should have been 21-0. You know, and I think I just feel like, you know, we should have been scoring more points. The opportunity was there, and like I said, I missed a couple of throws. We had a couple of drops. You know, we just doing things that, you know, we normally don't do, and I think we just start to unravel a little bit. But like I said, you know, it starts with me as the leader, first and foremost, and you know, I just got to rally the guys around me and make sure that I'm doing my job to make sure that we're in good position to score points.
How do you stay upbeat with everything that's been going on the last 9-10 games?
It's been tough. You know, it's been tough. You know, I think today, you know, you can kind of see our team pressing a little bit. You know, like I said, we lost some tough games here in a row, and I think, you know, we just wanted to win so bad to a point that we forgot just about relaxing and having fun and playing the game. You know, we just wanted to just win so bad, and when you do that, you know, it typically go against you, you know, because you're pressing and you're trying to do things that you normally don't do.
Is it tough enough, you know, you're down Jordan Cameron, you're down Devon Bess, the guys that are in here, you know, you got to have them making those plays in the end zone?
Like I said, you know, we got a young group of guys, you know, guys get an opportunity to play. And like I said, you know, one guy goes down, the other guys get an opportunity, and I thought, you know, Coop came out, played well. You know, Quez played good. I missed him on, you know, two throws, one on the screen, and missed him on a, you know, crossing route. So, you know, like I said, guys had an opportunity to make plays, and guys, you know, I thought those two guys, you know, did well for themselves. We look at the film, we all can improve. And like I said, there's things I have to improve on. You know, I just get back and just start playing football and just relaxing and, you know, don't worry about, you know, we win or lose. You know, let that affect you as a player and, you know, just try to get back to playing.
Mentally over the last couple of days?
I'm disappointed the way that, like I said, letting things kind of get to you a little bit over the last couple of weeks, you know, because, you know, we feel like as a team we're building, and we're right there, and then it just kind of deflates you a little bit, you know, when you don't get the win and you don't get the W, because it's like you come back the same this weekend, and, you know, we're saying the same things to try to get better, and it's tough, you know, it's a lot easier when you're winning than when you're losing. But at the same time, I think the guys' effort is there. Like I said, guys continue to keep fighting and want to lay down. But like I said, today, I think, you know, starting with me, we just started to press a little bit when things started to unravel early in the game.
Do you include the interception in that? And then what did you see on that, the first interception? What did you see on that throw?
Yeah, the first one, I was trying to work Quez backside and then Josh, and, you know, the coverage rotated that way. And I saw Greg, you know, he put his hands up and, you know, tried to put it on him. And the guy came from behind and undercut it and picked it off, and you know, just something just moved forward from.
Jason, how frustrating to, I think you guys ran 21 plays in the red zone and only get one touchdown.
Yeah, that's frustrating. Like I said, it's a whole new ball game. You know, if we can score early in the game, you know, get touchdowns instead of three. And I think we went for it one time on fourth down and didn't get it. So, you know, that's points that's not on the board. And like I said, you know, when that happens, you know, everyone starts to, I think, press, because everyone wants to make plays and everyone's trying to make plays. And, you know, and just when it's just not happening, I think we just get kind of frustrated. And instead of just playing our game.
Josh, you went to him a couple times in the end zone and he couldn't make catches that he's made before and had to get another.
Things just happened today that, like, you know, like Coach said, you know, that Coach Norv, you know, he talked to us that haven't been happening to us, you know, the last 8 weeks, you know, on the offensive side of the ball that way. Like I said, we haven't been dropping balls. We haven't been, you know, missing wide open receivers. You know, just I think it just, you know, things just start to unravel today. I think the whole thing over what's happening over the last month of being so close and then, you know, not finishing it, I think it's just kind of pressing on guys because we just want to win so bad and things are just unraveling the wrong way. So start with me and start with everyone. We just got to take a deep breath, you know, and just, like, look, let's just play, you know. Let's just, you know, not stress ourselves out. Let's just play.
Some of the heat's coming down on the coaching staff, too, primarily on defense. But do you feel that's unfair that you guys are letting them down?
Like I said, we all feel like we're letting, you know, everyone's down. You know, like I said, we want to win. You know, the coaches do a great job staying up all night preparing for games for us and, you know, giving us a game plan to go out and win with. And, you know, as players, you know, we prepare. You know, we had a great week of practice. I just think, like I said, we just, for whatever reason, today was different than over the last couple of weeks. Over the last couple of weeks, you know, things just kind of happened, but we was right there. You know, today, I think we just kind of pressing just a little bit too much, you know, and we just didn't finish the job. So, you know, it's all of us in this together. You know, it's not a coach. It's not a player. It's not a, you know, it's everyone. You know, we all got to look at it. If you look at the game today and the game over the last couple of weeks, it's always a play here or a play there, you know, or a game. So it's just a stop here or we score here or we convert it first or we get a stop. You know, it's just everything is kind of mounting up and adding up right here at the end. And we just got to, you know, relax.
Short sample size of Edwin Baker. What has he added just the time that he's been here?
He's tough. You know, he's tough. He runs tough. Like I said, Coach had an opportunity to know him a little bit from San Diego. And, you know, him coming here, like I said, I give him credit. You know, the guy comes out there and he's a tough little joker. You know, he fights his butt off.